Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
It is the Megacast.
Megacast.
What's up, Ted Smith?
What up, Stu?
I'm pulling down the wrong thing. There we go.
Let's just keep yelling over it.
Classic week!
The classic week is absolutely right. We're off to Spokane in 2 days. The two of us are beyond jacked. We also have Charlotte from the WWE. She's going to be calling
Charlotte!
So we're going to be hanging out with the WWE Divas Champion in just a little bit. We got to talk about the man in the tree at some point during this podcast.
Man in the tree!
But before we do anything, Ted, we got to get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning.
So let's get 10 push-ups. And in honor of the man in the tree, it's Pearl Jam's In My Tree.
Somebody said on Twitter, Man in the Tree has to be the cover of the new Pearl Jam album.
He does. He looks like, if you're like, describe the Pearl Jam fan.
Yeah.
Really, describe Seattle hipster.
I know, it's terrible. He's not doing much for our city's profile.
I love Ryan the Beard from Metal Shop.
It looks like Ryan.
He's using that as his profile picture right now. I'm like, oh, points to you, Ryan. All right, let's get to, I don't know if I could do 10, but I'll explain to you why after we try.
All right.
All right, let's get 10, Mega Family.
Careful.
I did it, Ted.
You got it.
I did it. I feel good now.
Yeah.
Before the podcast this morning, I was hanging out in my house, sitting on the floor, playing with Lulu, and I was setting up some stuff because I'm...
It's National Puppy Day, Steve.
It is. Happy National Puppy Day to everybody listening. And I went to reach for a pair of headphones on the floor, and I the sharpest pain up my butt through my back. Like, I couldn't move. And then I had to get in a car and sit in stupid traffic because we're off this week.
And that traffic's brutal out
geez,
there.
Jeez, dude. I left my house at 8. I didn't get here until 9:55. Nearly 2 hours. Not to mention you got a man in a tree. That's causing all backups, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal, dude. So my back's all jacked and we got the classic coming up. I'm supposed to play hockey tomorrow.
I told you, man. Coach thinks you should sit tomorrow out.
You think so?
We need you primed for that classic.
I know. I need to make saves.
Or a coach might just get you really wasted on Saturday and find a goalie for you for the second game.
Or just get me wasted and I'll forget that I'm hurting.
Oh, you know, different coaching technique, but I like it. I listen to my players, Steve.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's Ted Talk, like a lot of Ted Talks, is directed at me as much as it's for you. Listen, it's a powerful word. Sometimes I forget to do it. I think a lot of people do, and we get so caught up in our emotions and what we're talking about, and especially in this given time, sometimes you just got to stop down. You got to make sure you're listening to other people's opinions and other people's thoughts. You don't have to agree with them necessarily, but listening's a good trait to have. It's a good thing to do, and it probably educates you some too.
And not just listening to wait for the person to stop speaking and then for you to start talking. I think we can learn a lot. When I went to a radio convention, they brought out the guys from the Second City Improv Troupe.
Oh,
which
nice.
Which is, I mean, legends.
Yeah.
Even if they're the newer crew, the fact that they're even a part of that improv troupe is a testament to their abilities. And the biggest takeaway they had, and this can be, this doesn't have to apply to improv comedy, but it can apply to anything. And I try and utilize it, and we all, like you said, I need to say this out loud to hear it myself sometimes, is that instead of waiting for that person to stop speaking so you can say whatever it is that's in your head, just let that go. Let that thought that's in your head go. If it's that good, it'll stick with you. Listen to what they're saying and follow up off of what they're saying. And I try and do that with the interviews that we do, with just life, with my wife, hanging out with you, Ted. I think that's a good one, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, And it sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you're listening to somebody, they're going to say something you don't agree with, you don't like, and your brain starts running.
Yep.
You're automatically thinking of a defensive or just something to say back, as opposed to actually just listening.
You know? I had and it still sticks with me, and you probably don't remember this. When we first started hanging out, you gave me a life lesson with that.
All right.
Yeah. See,
I don't remember.
You know how it is. Well, you're all hanging out, relatively new group. Everyone's trying to get there in, like, you know, almost one up each other.
Right.
And I remember you saying something and I cut you off and you just looked at me and go, hey, man, let me finish saying what I'm saying.
All right.
I was just like, and you didn't say it like, F you, buddy. Like, I don't like you anymore. You know, it was just, hey, man, I'm not done with my thought. Let me finish it. And I was like, whoa. And to this day, whenever I'm talking with somebody and I feel like I might be doing that, I remind myself of that moment. And I'm like, let them finish what they're saying. Otherwise, you're just being a dick.
Yeah. And I do it all the time, too. That's why I have to be conscious.
Let me finish what I'm saying, Ted. I'm kidding.
I apologize, Steve.
Dude, I want to do this. I don't know how this is going to go, but my wife showed me this story before we get to the Charlotte interview. She'll be joining us in about, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, maybe less than that. She shows me this story, and I don't know. I question whether or not it's true, because these days it seems like anything on Twitter that's somewhat comedic, you know, when like that guy was like witnessing an argument or screwing with somebody on an airplane and it turns out he was just a writer and he was just kind of getting making fiction up on Twitter. But it's truly one of the most entertaining things I've ever read.
All right.
And the headline of the story that my wife showed me was, and this is, I mean, the headline of all headlines. I mean, if you want to get someone to click on your story, use this as your headline. A woman reportedly puts duty in her purse while on a date.
Hmm.
Do I have your interest?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm interested. Why did she put poop in her purse?
Well, I have her timeline of tweets.
Okay.
Okay, so she's on a date. Her name is Misunderstood Worm.
You know what? God damn it, I just cut you off.
Go ahead, Ted.
I think that she...
I mean, what I'm thinking is... I'm kidding.
My theory is she pooped her pants and then put her panties in the purse.
It's close.
All right.
I feel, you know what? Maybe a little dramatic music for these tweets that we read. Okay. Are you ready?
Hit me with the dramatics.
I have a story to tell. It is about my poop.
Poop.
So yesterday, I went on a date with a man who asked me out in the grocery store the other day. Mm. All was going well. I went back to his place.
Yeah.
I'm a confident, calm, and self-assured woman. So I felt comfortable pooping in his bathroom.
All right.
This was a mistake.
Ooh.
His toilet did not flush properly.
Oh, that's terrible.
So of course, like any calm, confident, self-assured woman, I panicked. And flushed it a million times, making everything worse. That's never a good idea.
To keep flushing?
Yes.
No.
No. It's all that means is that poopy water is going to start spilling over.
Ugh. I do think he should have said heads up. Even if you think she's just going in there to pee, still maybe a heads up, my toilet doesn't flush.
Right. Jiggle the handle.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. By this point, I was really frantic because I'd been in there for too long. There was only one single piece of poop. So in that moment, something came over me. And I knew exactly what I had to do. I got toilet paper and removed the one poop from the toilet. Once that was done, I realized I didn't have a plan. What do I do with it now? I can't effing leave it there. By this point, I was really freaking out because I definitely have been there too long. So again, making another horrible decision.
You've been in there too long!
I did the only thing I think I could do. I wrapped it in multiple layers of toilet paper and put it in my purse. All right, so now what? We're sitting there on his couch and kissing, and all I can think of is that there's a single piece of poop in my purse.
Poop.
He says, you're so beautiful. The moment you smiled at me, you had me. I say, that's really sweet. In my head, I say, I have a piece of poop in my purse. At this point, I text my sister for advice. And then she has screenshots of all of it and says, Michaela, what is happening? I don't know, but I have a piece of poop in my purse, and I'm afraid it's going to fall out. My sister says, you need to do something. Go outside. Pretend you smoke. Doesn't his toilet clearly work? Does he only have one bathroom? Go outside. So then she says, after a few hours, he used the washroom, and I heard it flush.
Ooh.
I figured he fixed it. Maybe not, but I have to take the chance. I have to! I try to flush the poop, so I brought my purse to the washroom. I unwrapped the poop, prayed to every god I know, put it in and flushed. By the grace of God, it worked.
Nice!
The poop flushed. I was free! I was in the clear! Everything's gonna be okay! I survived! I am the survivor! So that's pretty much the story. She says, this is very embarrassing for me. But seriously, don't drink coffee before a date. It's better to be sleepy than to have to hide poop in your purse. I don't know if this was the right music for the story, but I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I like how you timed out some of the dramatics, too.
That was all luck.
But it worked perfect, Steve. I think this chick is hot, though.
Oh, for sure.
And that's not just because, like, she took a poop that was solid enough that it could be handled multiple times and then redeposited back in a toilet. So she clearly has a healthy diet and a lot of fiber. So I'm saying she's got to be a hot, like, gym chick, right?
Yeah.
And she's drinking coffee at nighttime.
Tiny poops.
Right?
It's a tiny poop.
Oh. Like the poop I took this morning, there's no picking that out.
No. That can never happen. Have you ever had to go drop a deuce in a buddy's place without them, like, you know?
Without trying to stink them out?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a... The worst that ever happened to me one time, we were looking for houses. And we were in the model home of a new development.
Yeah.
I looked at my wife, I go, or then girlfriend at the time, and we're looking, and I'm like, this is my only chance. If I don't go here, disastrous things might happen.
Well, and then it's such a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you. Like, if I really got to go, like, you start getting those little beads of sweat.
Yes.
And you're just like, it just seems like there's no worse feeling in the world than your stomach right there.
You get those cold poop chills.
Oh.
So I go and do it. And it was, you know, it was a manly affair.
Yeah.
I come out and the guy who's like running he had a good sense of humor. At least he goes, well, as you can see, the plumbing works perfectly fine in these homes.
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, it does. Should have bought that house.
Was there candles or anything?
No, man. No. It was so embarrassing. The fact that my then girlfriend still married me is a true testament to what she was willing to put up with.
I think the worst one I did was for somebody's wedding. We were all staying in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
So I dropped, you know, morning, whatever. But it's my smell, right?
Right.
So I don't recognize how bad it is. And I've been smoking weed in the hotel room. So I find these other people. I've just met them, right?
Oh, no.
And they're like, we want to drink beers. And I was like, oh, dude, I got a ton of beer up in my room. So we go up there, and everybody goes like, oof, man, I can tell what you're doing in here. And I'm like,
these are all new people.
Yeah, and I go, oh, yeah, I was smoking some weed. And they're like, no, man, it smells like poop in here. You clearly just pooped. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Hey, well, it's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, so...
That's my thing.
We get these beers to go.
That could be your thing. See, how bad do they want to be friends with the Ted Smith?
Right?
Right?
I'm trying to think if I've had to poop... yeah, it's weird pooping in other people's houses.
Oh, I hate it.
My buddy Bernie, when he was first dating his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
we went to her dad's house.
Right.
Great cookout and everything. But, like, I got to poop, right?
Yeah.
So I keep saying, hey, I got to use... And everybody's like, just use the bathroom right there, right? But it's like, it's one of those houses where the bathroom is like right in the middle of the house, like kind of near the kitchen. Like everybody's got to walk through this corridor.
No,
right,
you can't do that. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, so finally, I just have to go, right? And I mean, I'm flushing constantly.
Right.
I'm in there for 10 minutes. And then everybody's like, did you just take a poop like in the main? I was like, where did you want me to go? I asked you 5 times. We thought you just had to pee.
Why would you ask 5 times if all you had to do is go pee?
Yeah, and I kept saying stupid stuff like, is that the only bathroom?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's you know what? Blood is on their hands.
Oh, thankfully, there's no blood.
It was just beets.
Just beets.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break on that note?
Oh, God.
When we get back, we are going to talk to WWE superstar Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania is coming, and she's got a big match against my girl, Sasha Banks.
Does she win that one?
Ooh.
Charlotte?
I feel like Charlotte's going to walk away the winner.
Yeah.
I like to see Sasha Banks win it, but you know what? We're all winners to get to watch those two and Becky Lynch wrestle. We all win.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
No, not at all, Steve. No.
Okay, I'm glad we did that before she's on the phone.
What? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tex Smith and Steve Metz.
You know what this is?
Pop gold bottles like Abos.
When this should come on the club,
the mega cast will be back.
We got London on the track.
Abos over here, they pop like gold bottles. 47s over here, they pop like gold bottles. Ain't no, you know, in your sex and you got no bottles. We winning over here, we popping gold bottles. Tell me why my rib look like them gold bottles. Around my neck look like some gold bottles. One thing about them, they love them gold bottles. Extend those for my foe, they pop like gold bottles.
Move over, Atkinson South Beach. Now you can lose up to 25 pounds in less than 2 weeks. How? With the new flu diet.
I lost 8 pounds in 2 days thanks to the flu diet. No.
The flu diet is sweeping the nation, and it really works.
Ugh, I lost 15 pounds in 3 days. Oh.
Unlike other weight loss programs, the flu diet allows you to eat whatever you want, as much as you want.
Oh, God.
Oh. And you'll really work your abs, glutes, and sphincter. The flu diet, now available. Catch it today.
This the Ratchet Commandments. I need a moment to preach.
Thou shalt not
mess up on a hitter when you know he got a message. You are labeled eye chickens.
Thou shalt not
lie up on the Bible. How you looking for a title when you sleeping with his rivals?
Thou shalt not
put trust in these men. These hitters are now snitches with acting so feminine.
Thou shalt not
pacify the truth. If you know your they lose you, oh, so do better.
Every night doing the most up on Instagram. Maybe that's the reason why chickens, they can't keep a man.
They all can't sit with us.
Listen while I preach, church.
Thou shalt not.
These guys are fans of ratchet bitches.
Thou shalt not.
It's the mega cast with me, Tex Smith, and Steve.
Thou shalt not.
He's back.
Cut it, cut it.
I mean, how could you not be a fan of those kind of girls?
Yeah. Actually, I love white trash.
Oh, hell yeah.
The ratchet chicks, though, just that they're so proud about it now, I just think they're morons.
It's more cool when you're not bragging that you are that.
Right, and most of them are just suburban morons.
Right.
That have no, like, it's like, you shouldn't be proud of that.
You're
I'm
not
so
a real ratchet.
Ratchet.
You're not a real ratchet. Prove to me.
Right. I mean, I like trashy girls, but, like, for some reason, the girls are like, I'm so ratchet. It's like, I feel like that's code word for I grew up in the suburbs and I now have a venereal disease.
So I might as well just embrace. What do you expect to get? Yeah, you got syphilis. I said I was ratchet.
Right? Did you see the hat? It said ratchet.
And the shirt. And glitter. I mean, what do you want from me?
This isn't a statement on society. My chlamydia shirt means I have chlamydia.
Well, this is a terrible segue into our interview.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I forgot that was coming up.
The phone's ringing right now. So let's
she didn't hear that.
No, it's still ringing. All right. Let's. Hi, this is Steve.
Megs.
Joe.
Brother, what is going on?
I'm doing great. How you doing, man?
I can't complain, and I won't complain once WrestleMania is all over either.
Yeah, we're at the home stretch now, man.
We're getting there.
I can't wait. I'm so pumped, dude. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, man, I'm glad you're coming out. Hopefully you can steal a little time, grab a bite to eat or something.
Dude, I would love that. I was just thinking that as well. Like, we need to go grab some food if you have the time. I know you're the busy one.
I just got to figure out when I can do it. I mean, sleeping is out of the question, so maybe you know, one random night. Who the hell knows?
I'll bring a six-pack of Red Bull, and we'll go nuts.
Oh, man. Yo, awesome. Dude, I have Charlotte on the line for
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Is it you and Ted, or is it just you?
No, it's me and Ted. Ted's here right now.
Hey, Ted, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
All right, I'm going to bring in Charlotte. Hang on one second. Charlotte, you are on the line with Ted and my man Miggs out in Seattle. Miggs,
yes.
Ted, WWE Divas Champion, Charlotte.
Charlotte!
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good. Last time I had the chance to chat with you was right when you guys were making the switch with SmackDown, which is like maybe like a month or so ago. And, you know, we had a great time. We were talking about all the other divas. And I watched Raw the last time, and you could not be more rude to our girls, Becky Lynch and Sasha. I'm not happy with you right now.
Oh,
How much fun is
hey,
it?
Hey, someone's got to be the bad guy.
Oh, and you're killing it as the bad guy. I love it. And in the world where like there's always like certain blurred lines in wrestling where you're like, okay, am I supposed to cheer? Am I not? I think you've figured out like the perfect amount of just, I don't know, just meanness to get people rallying and just hating on you. And I think it's, I mean, a true testament to you and what you've developed into your character, and bringing your pops into the mix too has just been like, you know, I would imagine that could have been like a hesitant, do I want to do this? Do I not? But man, it's just all working and you're firing on all cylinders. I'm loving what you're doing right now.
Yeah, it was definitely, I definitely had a lot of hesitation. 100%. They, you know, actually thought putting him with me at first, you know, people were going to understand the father-daughter duo, and that was going to be endearing. And as they're telling me this, I'm like thinking in the back of my head, like, this is terrible. this is like, not only, I mean, you know, not getting to, not wanting to debut as a baby face to begin with, because it's not, you know, when I envision Charlotte, I do not picture her as endearing. Like, no, but that's not, you know, how I try to present myself. So when they gave him to me, I was like, two things. One, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to, you know, just do me on what, how I see Charlotte's going to handle this. And then two, I looked at it as, oh God, they're giving me my dad. I don't want a mic. Like, I don't want a mouthpiece. You know, right. He's one of the greatest talkers of all time. You know, this is my time. This is where I need to grow. I need the spotlight. I need to get over. My dad's not going to take mine. And I know they're like, they didn't think like that's what were my fears. I was like, oh my God, they're not gonna let me talk on the mic anymore or this. So
yeah.
I literally just was like, okay, you've got to show the Charlotte that debuted at NXT as a heel and go straight there and just, you know, kill it and make your dad a shadow. And that's what I've been trying to do every single week, is just really own up to, you know, wanting people to hate me.
That's amazing that you said that.
That's awesome.
I mean, because I didn't even think about that, that in a way, by pairing you up with him, and maybe that wasn't, it doesn't sound like that was probably the intention, but probably lit a fire under your butt to be like, no, this is my mic time, and as awesome as my dad is on the microphone, he's not getting that opportunity.
No, and that's when I really took it, like, to heart, because not that they were saying, like, oh, you know, you, but, like, I'm fully aware of my strengths and weaknesses. Like, I will not stop till, I mean, I'm very competitive. So every week I'm like, okay, I've got to make this adjustment. I can change this. And I was like, my dad's not talking for me. Sorry. Like, it's great that they want to pair me with him. And now that when I knew that it would get me more heat trying to be a baby face, I'm like, no, I'm going to take this and I'm going to kill it and make people boo me, and they'll have to see where it's going.
Charlotte, were you that way too, like in your background with like volleyball, or is it just wrestling that you like being the heel and the black hat?
Oh no, I'm total team captain, cheerleader behind the scenes. I'm a total baby face. But when it comes to wrestling, no, that's the funny part. Like it's so funny if you like know me in real life and then see that person. Like my girlfriend will text me and be like, girl, you're a bitch. Like, ugh.
That's gotta be a little fun to do though.
Well, it's fun for me because only in this world, because I think so many people already have a preconception of me. Like, when I walk through the curtain, I'm, you know, it's easier to play what people already think you are. So you're like, well, the joke's on you because I'm really not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, you have the name behind you, and then also like you're the tall, hot, blonde girl. Like, it's people want to hate you.
Yeah, and it's like, and two, when I first started, I had such a chip on my shoulder because I, you know, oh, she's only here because she's Ric Flair's daughter, or, you know, That's great. My dad opened a lot of doors for me, but having the last name Flair closes more than it opens.
Yeah.
It's not like I could have debuted as this 10-foot blonde who was super athletic. People would have loved me. But I'm a Flair. People don't, I mean, what? It's, you know, no one's ever, it closes a lot. So when I first started, I was like, God dang it, I'm here because I work hard and I'm here because I'm an athlete and I want it just as much as the other girls and just give me a chance. And honestly, out of, you know, everyone I work with, I had no wrestling experience. So I've done this for 3.5 years, but when I started to be comfortable in my own skin and be like, hey, you guys think this? All right, I'm going to use it to my advantage and make you not like me and turn the character in a way to, you know, okay, to get booed. Instead of working against it, I decided to use it.
Charlotte,
I just had to mentally prepare myself for that.
When you're done being Divas Champion, when you're done being a professional wrestler, I think you could parlay all of this into like motivational talks. And I mean, the fact that you're able to pull that kind of stuff out, like I'm a big fan of just like, hey, through negatives, through whatever, can you find a positive? Can you find a way to make you a better human being? And holy smokes, just listening to you right now, like I'm ready to run through a wall. Like
yeah,
I'm
fired up.
This is just unbelievable.
No, I'm just really passionate about what I do. And my dad's legacy means, you know, the world to me. And I say it all the time, but, you know, I didn't even want to be a wrestler. My whole career is dedicated to my little brother.
Right.
And this was his dream. And I'm getting to live his dream.
And I just want to let everybody know, WrestleMania exclusively on the WWE Network, and that's happening on Sunday, April 3rd, and it's at AT&T Stadium in Texas. You're taking on Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, former friends, three of the four horsewomen, although you proclaimed it's no longer the horsewomen.
I secretly wear my t-shirt, okay?
Okay, good. I gotta say,
it broke Steve's heart.
You did. I didn't know if I was like, that's my girl, Sasha Banks. How can you say such mean things to her?
Oh, don't worry. She'll probably snatch my edges or something, and I'll lose some hair at Mania.
Well, I'm pumped. I'm going to get to go. I'm flying out. I'm coming for Radio Row, doing all the interviews and enjoying some of all the fun festivities, going to NXT, WrestleMania, of course. What advice do you have for somebody like me? I'm coming for WrestleMania. What are the things to look for? What are you excited about that this upcoming weekend or WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, man. Access, for one. I actually don't get to see Bayley and Asuka.
Yeah.
Bayley versus Asuka. I don't get to be there, but I know that is going to be the talk of the town. Maybe I'm a little biased because she's the fourth horsewoman. But no, I mean, it's WrestleMania week. It's a whole week of Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, everything. I'm actually really looking forward to be honest, the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people don't know this, but my favorite growing up was Sting. So I had a major crush on him. So
was it Surfer Sting that you liked, or did you like the Crow Sting?
Surfer Sting.
Yes.
So I'm excited that my dad's inducting him, and I'll get to feel like a 12-year-old little girl. But, I mean, it's going to be awesome. The biggest one yet, I think.
Oh, it's going to be huge, yeah.
I've got a really cool, different debut look for my Mania entrance, so I'm super excited about that.
I know I got to let you go. Speaking of Mania entrances, and I am genuinely excited to watch you three just mix it up in there. I think it's going to be one of those matches that's going to be talked about for a while. The other event I hope is going to happen, I think a lot of us are huge fans of the New Day. Those guys have just been insane with what they've been doing on the mic and also in the ring. Are you as fans, like, we just kind of have like this secret hope that something like they're gonna fly out on unicorns with like an orchestra of trombones or something crazy,
like real unicorns?
Yeah, real unicorns, of course. Do you guys geek out about those things, like, you know, amongst yourselves, like, hey, I can't wait to see that person's entrance, like, you know, WrestleMania?
Well,
is when,
like, okay, so we do, but when it comes to WrestleMania season, no one's telling anyone what they're doing,
right?
Because they don't want the other person to take this thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, it's very like, well, I don't want to tell them what color, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, or like, oh, that's my idea. No, I mean, like, we all support each other. But Mania season is so busy for everyone that's on the card that like most people are going to be surprised watching it as they go. Like, most of the talent probably won't watch the show who are on it till afterwards.
Gotcha.
Only because it's just such a, I mean, it's the biggest show.
Oh, yeah.
But New Day is, I mean, I can only imagine what kind of hairstyle Xavier Woods is going to have.
Those guys are insane. It's awesome.
I never thought I'd be more entertained watching a man do a thrust shake or a hip thrust like Big E.
A hip gyrate?
Yeah, I don't even know what to call it, but it's very entertaining.
Steve does it all the time, Charlotte. He knows what it is.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to act like I know, of course.
Yeah, I hope I don't go out in Dallas and see you doing it like line dancing.
Well, yeah, if you see a 6'3" bald guy doing a hip thrust screaming booty-os, then you know it's me.
Okay.
Hey, Charlotte. I don't want to keep you late for all of your other interviews, but I'm looking forward to WrestleMania again. That's going to be happening on April 3rd at WWE Network. I've been a subscriber of the WWE Network since day one, and it's got great content in addition to all the great pay-per-views and all the other events that are going on. Looking forward to seeing you do your thing, and thanks again for joining us.
Oh, thanks, guys. See you guys out there. All right. Have fun.
Take thanks, care. Charlotte.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Joe.
Later, man.
Bye. That was awesome.
Yeah. She won me over.
Yeah. She's just a cool as F chick.
Yeah. Seems super dope. I wanted to give her hell about going to NC State, but then I was like, huh, she seems nice.
Dude, those are some good words of wisdom. Like, you think about, like, a lot of these, in wrestling, I see it a lot because you got people who are sons or daughters of superstars, and you always wonder, are they trying to shy away from that? Are they trying to embrace it? But she's found a way to kind of shy away and embrace it, unlike many other wrestlers. Like, I mean, it's just like,
I don't think she needs it.
No, I don't think so either. I think it adds something. Like, I was very like, ugh, why is Ric Flair coming out there with her? She doesn't need this. But it's rather entertaining because he's just Ric Flair.
Yeah, he is.
And he's, you know, he has like diarrhea of the mouth. And, you know, that's just what he does. He loves to talk on the mic, and he's not. And so he's like taking a backseat to his daughter. It's a fun dynamic.
Have you heard the stories about Ric Flair from, like, people that hang out with him, like, all on the road?
Yes. Some of them. Like, Cena's shared stories and...
Yeah.
I wish we had time. I was going to ask her. Last time I chatted with her, we ran out of time. We didn't get to go into it. But one time, because of her friendship, Ric's friendships with other wrestlers for, you know, like, when you go to school and you have, like, you know, bring something to school day, she brought Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's pretty awesome.
Right. How do you... That's the ultimate trump card.
Yeah. That is, man.
It's funny, man.
I don't know. Right. Like, what else? What is another kid going to bring?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what. My nephew, is. I think I told you this, just getting into wrestling.
Yeah.
So he's going to a house show this weekend in D.C.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But like.
Who's his guy?
Sheamus.
Sheamus?
Sheamus.
Of all people?
I know.
Well, what is it about Sheamus that he likes?
To be honest with you, my nephew has fire engine red hair.
Oh.
I think that's got to be part of the draw.
It has to be.
Yeah, but he likes Sheamus.
I became fans of certain players and teams because their star player was Steve, so I get it.
Yeah, like when I was a little kid, we all liked Larry Bird, but I think in retrospect, just because he was the only more like big-time white guy, he wasn't going to cheer for Bill Laimbeer.
Well, that's me, dude. Steve Garvey and Steve Largent, two of my favorite athletes. I had no idea how skilled they were. I knew they were good enough to be like all-star Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah.
But their names were Steve. And I'm like, that's awesome. Right. It's the dumbest reason to become a fan of a guy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's going to his first show. So like my brother's kind of like, he's getting into wrestling and stuff. But then like talking to Charlotte and everything, I was like, wrestling's great because it's kind of stupid fun you get to watch, but yep. Also, like, he's probably getting to that age. What's he going to be, 11? So he's probably getting right there where he's interested in chicks.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, go watch the Divas.
This is a good time to be a fan. I always wonder if my wife just thinks, like, I'm just now, like, she knows that I'm a big fan of Sasha Banks, so much so that I have two t-shirts. I geeked out when she posted that picture on Instagram. But I think it's gotten to a point where it's like her obsession with Justin Timberlake is my obsession with Sasha Banks. Because it seems like every time she comes home, and I'm not planning it, it's just by luck of the draw because I'm watching SmackDown or Raw, she walks through the door when there's a Sasha Banks match going on.
She thinks she's just sitting there watching Sasha Banks.
Just repeat.
Dude, I have a buddy. His wife is a small Asian lady, right? Uh-huh. Very nice and everything. He's obsessed with Serena.
Oh, okay.
Like, to the point where his wife's like, yes, that's his girlfriend.
That's his girl. That's his thing. Yeah. Fine.
I'm always just like, this doesn't make sense.
Like, I just had showed up in the mail. She's like, what'd you get in the mail from the WWE? I'm like, I ordered something. She's like, well, what did you order? I'm like, I'll open it up and I'll show you. And it was a new coffee mug, The New Day.
All right.
So it's that blue with them on the unicorn. Yeah. I swear, I'll lose my mind if they come flying out on a unicorn.
Dude, at that stadium, they might pull it off.
They have to.
I mean, it's Texas. Can't you just get three white horses and, like, super glue horns to them?
Or put the WWE merchandise horn, the unicorn horn that they wear, the light-up one.
Let's put one on a horse. God damn it, we need one of those for this weekend.
Oh, could you imagine?
Do you still have your WWE, light-up
necklace?
Chain?
Yes.
All right.
Do you still have yours?
I think I can put my hands on it.
Okay. I know where mine is. Should we bring them?
I'll text you. We'll talk about that. I'll text you later.
Okay. Let's take a quick break.
Dude, do you have your light-up chain? I have mine.
It's gotten weird. People have rather easy to make conclusions to how our weekend's going to go.
Well, the other thing
you're bringing your light-up stuff? Sweet.
The other problem is our shows are off, so, like, we haven't got to talk much in microphones for a minute. I almost forgot we were podcasting. Like, oh, yeah, we got to take a break.
And just talking with Charlotte, man, it just felt like we were just BSing with a buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. All right, when we get back, let's talk about the guy in the tree.
Man in the tree, Steve.
The man in the tree. As of right now, when we're taping this podcast,
he's still in that damn tree.
Like 21 hours, 20 plus hours that he's been in the tree. And actually, it all started when we started hanging out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that when the Megacast returns. Oh, I guess I should turn this thing on, huh?
When
the Megacast
returns.
Nice, Ted.
B-Tech Smith and Steve will keep you company as you drive. The Megacast will be back.
You can drive all night looking for the answers in the pouring rain. You want to find peace of mind looking for the answer. You can find a reason to stay. Standing
Outfitters and Restoration Hardware proudly present a hipster extravaganza! It's the Mega Monster Scooter Rally!
Wax mustaches galore!
Style straight from your grandmother's closet!
Featuring all your favorite scooters!
Recycled from outdated iPods!
Sit in restored Victorian sofas!
And watch Vespasaurus!
Vespasaurus!
Battle Senor Handlebar!
Senor Handlebar! Enjoy hours of Wes Anderson films on our Jumbotron!
And sit in our topiary garden, where you can chat about Bernie Sanders!
Composting!
And how great you are for adopting a rescue!
While enjoying vegan coffee!
The Mega Monster Scooter Rally!
Thunder!
Be there!
I'm these guys' biggest cheerleader. And you should be too.
Yeah.
The Megacast is back.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always
Charlotte's a cheerleader for us.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like.
How
true is that monster scooter spot that we just heard?
Well, everybody in the Soldiers of Destiny likes to compost. I'm thinking about not just getting a rescue, but an old rescue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone vegan in the Soldiers of Destiny, which is a scooter club.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple vegans in there.
And have they finished their cross-country trek, or have
No, that's not till summertime.
Okay, because real quick, for those that you're involved with the guys in the Soldiers of Destiny.
Yeah, so it's called Highway to Heal.
Yeah.
And it's a cannonball run that starts down near Jacksonville, Florida, and then ends up here, and I want to say Mukilteo.
Okay.
So,
our buddy Barnes.
Right, Justin. Barnes, right. Justin, who's the president of Soldiers of Destiny.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. Our Joe.
Joe, who used to work here.
Yep.
Joe
and
Hamill.
Then our other friend, I don't think you know Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy, of course I know Big Daddy.
You know what, you might have met him at Pain in the Grass.
Okay.
Because he like tour manages bands.
Oh, okay.
So you might have met him before.
Oh, right on.
Anyhow, so they're raising money for the Moyer Foundation. So we had a fundraiser down in Belltown Pizza a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And then coming up in June, Father's Day weekend, we're having a big event out at the Evergreen Speedway.
And I saw that Jamie Moyer actually is now in the loop. Like, he caught wind of this and tweeted to Barnes and the crew. how much he appreciates that, which I know Barnes is a huge Mariners fan.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I can only imagine. Like, I just recently had a Twitter conversation with the goalie that made me love hockey, Sean Burke.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation on Twitter. He started following me and, like, just BSing with me on Twitter. And it was like, I was through the roof. Like, my wife was like, I've never seen you glow like this. I mean, you had, like, Pearl Jam follow you and other people follow you on Twitter and you geek out about it, but like you're like actually like fangirling out. So yeah. I know
it was
how
the same way years ago when we went to Spokane the first time. Mm-hmm. I got wasted, passed out, and I woke up in the morning and in my Twitter feed was like people subtweeting about me to Casey Keller, and he's like, oh no, Ted's the man, like he supports, he's in. I get it.
See, that's
right.
Awesome.
So, right, I'm with you. I've had those fanboy moments,
yeah,
too.
It's just such a cool thing that you can actually have a correspondence with people that you idolize, and they come off really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's neat.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, highwaytoheal.com?
Highway to Heal.
Just type in Highway to Heal.
You'll find it. Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Or Soldiers of Destiny. It's not, there's not that many scooter clubs.
Yeah. You'll figure it out. All right, let's talk about the guy in the tree. So, Ted, I don't even know. You know what? I have a news report. I was obsessed this morning. I woke up and went on like menthetree.com, I think it was, and it links you right to the streaming for Como 4, where they just have a camera on the man in the tree.
Yeah, and we should say, yesterday we got up, we did New Day Northwest together.
Yes.
Then we went and had lunch.
Yes.
Now, at this point, the guy had climbed up the tree, but I didn't really know it was a thing.
Right, because we saw ambulances and cops fly. Remember, we had to pull off.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because all heading, and we even joked, we're like, man, I'm glad I'm not going down in that area. And yeah. It turns out that that was where they were going.
Yeah, they were all going to the man in the tree, right? So it was like, then I started seeing that hashtag. I walked by, and it just a dude sitting in a tree.
And here's, I think this is Darren Zahn doing his report for Como 4 News this morning.
Stuart, and yeah, he's still up there, and we've been watching him throughout the morning. We've had a crew out here throughout the night, and he was up a little while ago. He was yelling, he was screaming a little bit there, and again, not really going anywhere.
And so he's like 80 feet up on the tree that they light up for Christmas.
Yeah, right next to Macy's.
Yeah, right.
It's, on the back side, right.
Right by the Starbucks. That standalone Starbucks that's like kind of like right by the Macy's, isn't that it?
No. He's not in the center of Westlake.
Oh, okay.
That tree leaves.
Oh, the whole time I thought he was on the Christmas tree.
No. He's not on that tree. They do put Christmas lights on this tree, too. But you know, like Macy's.
Like, you jerk! Stop touching our Christmas tree!
He's directly across from the Mariners team store on 4th.
Oh,
that little triangle building.
Got you.
So then you cross 4th Avenue, and that tree's right there.
Oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense now.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm tracking. All right, so back to Darren.
Again, take a look at this video. At one point overnight, he did come down most of the way down the tree in our video, but then he went back up. Now, this after spending most of yesterday, again, yelling at police negotiators, throwing things like apples and pine cones at people below. Now, he tore up the tree quite a bit toward the top. He was yelling and screaming for a while, and then he sort of went in. I don't know if he's got a hammock or he has some sort of accommodations he's made for himself up there. But I got to tell you,
Yes, he's turned it into a luxury suite.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like he broke, like, because there's a lot of branches missing on that tree. It seemed
he made a nest.
And then how did he secure that nest?
I don't know.
Right? Because I saw pictures. It looked like he was straight up lounging in there.
We think he's homeless. I think he's just a hipster that works at Boeing.
Also, like, is it illegal to climb trees in the city? I feel like this guy is just a waste of money happening.
Right, just like, let him stay up there. He'll come down eventually.
Yeah, and
it's not like he's a cat.
Right, and if like a big gust of wind, like I don't feel that bad if he falls. Sorry, I'm gonna say it. Like he climbed the tree. I walked by two cops last night, and they were like, "You can't get out of the street." And I was like, "I'm just gonna go up and check it out." They're just kind of like, "Yeah, whatever."
Yeah,
I wanted to be like, "How stupid is this?
Yeah,
it's such a waste of money in these like cops and firefighters' time, like
traffic and
oh god, screw that moron.
Just bang on the tree a couple times and act like you're hitting it with an axe and go timber and see how quick he starts scurrying down that tree.
Yeah, we had a couple ideas last night on the podcast.
Oh, yeah? Like?
Well, this is Cobb's idea, and okay. Hear out the thought. It's this: you don't want to blast him out with a fire hose.
Okay.
But what if you aimed a fire hose at, like, an arc so that it just was perpetually raining on him for hours on end? Just make it miserable. And then finally, he just like, all right, I'm coming down.
Now it's all of a sudden like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
This guy would win Survivor with the patience that he has. He's like, I don't know if while we've been doing this podcast, if he's finally come down on the tree, but 20 hours in, he's still up on that tree.
He was still there when I walked by, and that was only like an hour ago.
Here's more from that report.
Slept for 15 minutes and then woke up at the top of a tree, I would be terrified. So there's a lot going on here. Just waiting for it to resolve peacefully, and hopefully he'll come down, get the help that he needs, and all this can end with a, as happy an ending as possible.
I love that part. As happy of it. If you offer him a happy ending, I bet he'll come down.
Yeah, I know.
And he almost came down because some girl offered to kiss him, and then he thought better of it.
No kidding.
Yeah, apparently some girl said, if you come down, I'll kiss you, and he started coming down, and he's like, no.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see what the end game is here. And again, I don't know what is so illegal.
Your guess is as good as mine in that situation. I have no idea. I don't know the rules behind climbing trees. One person that did say he can help out is our boy Phoenix Jones.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Well, I read his quotes that were like, I know this guy, he just wants a beer, a cigarette, and a sandwich.
Right, so he's now, like last night, he was heading towards the scene with a bag that had all those things.
Yeah.
And apparently he got shot down, maybe poor choice of terms in this situation, but he got denied by the Seattle police, and here's Phoenix Jones on his Twitter page talking about the man in the tree.
All right, so I'm down here with the man in the tree. I brought him some Newports and a beer because we know him, we've dealt with him for years, and this is how he acts, this is what he needs. Earlier, we heard he was yelling for Newports. We can probably get him out, but the cops won't take my sandwich or my stuff or let me close the scene, so I hope they can do it themselves because clearly the SPD doesn't want help from someone who knows the freaking guy. It's ridiculous.
I mean, our superhero wanted to get involved.
I know. Somebody posted a picture, a tweet last night that was just like, superheroes, guy in a tree, like, could this be any more Seattle?
So true. Right? I just think about, I can't wait to talk to my mom and my dad, because whenever anything happens in this town, they're like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
I don't know how to explain this one. Yeah, there's a guy up in a tree. Yeah, for a while we had another guy that was living with squirrels. I mean, we just have, this is just the world that we live in here in the Northwest.
Do you ever get the one from your parents that's like I heard there's a terrible flood or, you know, are you okay?
Yes.
Like, I don't live in Carnation.
All the time.
Right? It's like, I don't know, it's like, they can't fathom that there's other towns besides Seattle. They're not that close.
My parents, yeah, as soon as I see something in the news that has Washington in its title that becomes a national story, I count the minutes until I get the phone call. Steven, are you okay? We heard about all the landslides. I'm like, yeah, those were like an hour away from my house.
Right.
Oh, okay. So everything's good at your house and foundation's good? Yes. Nothing has changed. It's just drizzling by my house.
Right.
I don't have a giant body of water that I'm plopped on.
Yeah. Can you get out? From what? Why? Like, it's like, that's at the pass, that snow. Like, it's raining downtown. I haven't seen a snowflake in 2 years down here.
You're downtown. Like, what are they thinking? Yeah, I could get out of my apartment.
Right?
I'm fine.
And then everybody in my family's been to my apartment. Like, right. Or like, what do you, come on, man.
What'd you think? My apartment complex was right next to all these rural homes that are on the river?
Right. And while it's snowing?
You just happened to miss it the last time you visited? Oh, you didn't go on the backside of my apartment complex where there's just a flowing river.
Right. There's fake grass in my building.
Right.
Fake grass.
The highlight, though, of the watching the streaming, Ted, was the audio, because they had the mics on the whole time.
All
so
right.
They were just streaming, I think, for the minute they realized there's a guy stuck on the top of the tree overnight. So I'm up at like 5 in the morning.
I would say, in Como's defense, by like 3 or something yesterday, they had that stream up.
Oh, dude, they knocked it out of the park. And I thought this was very entertaining, because you hear like Theron's on, the reporter, and his producer or his, you know, the photographer, the video guy, just...
Videographer, Steve.
The videographer. Just conversing, you know, trying to kill time. And at one point, Theron drops, like, if you're a Stephen Wright fan, you probably found great humor in what he said. But if you're not, you're like, what is wrong with this guy?
All right.
It's a great moment. So here, let's check it out.
He's calmed down a little bit.
Yes.
Since he went on a little bit of a tirade for a while. We actually changed the angle of the camera because, I don't know, how do I put this? I don't know what the rules. I mean, clearly I've been on TV for many, many years.
Now, at this moment, he's struggling to try and explain to everybody that the man on the tree just took a poop.
Oh.
Going back to our conversation earlier.
All right.
So, and you'll hear his videographer step in and just be like, they defecated. So awesome, dude. Here we go.
So I'm used to the what you can say and what you can't say on TV. Now, the live stream, I would follow the same rules. So I'm going to tell you that he was making some gestures. And at one point during the overnight, our overnight crew says that he was...
defecating.
He was, well, that's the medical term.
Defecating.
Defecating.
I like how he's like, that's the medical term. What term do you want to use, Theron? Do you want to say the S-bomb?
That he pooped?
Took in a giant S.
I don't know. I mean, that was bound to happen, too.
He was relieving himself. So
yeah, nice. I like that.
I heard rumors that he was throwing it, too.
Ugh.
At that point, like you said, let him handle this on his own.
Yeah.
We want to make sure you don't have to see that.
Show us
again,
that.
He's definitely still up there. Really just amazes me. I'm terrified of heights. I mean, in fact, I'm scared of widths, too. Most people don't know that.
Terrified of what?
Widths.
Of widths.
Not just that's an old Stephen Wright joke. I got to give him credit for that.
At first, cameraman did him no favors on that joke.
None. He's like, what? Because I thought he said widths, like W-I-T-S. Then I realized it was like width, like height and width. So he's afraid of widths.
I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of widths. But no, he's still up there. And at one,
yeah, he's not going to be making it into an open mic anytime soon.
No. That's a waste of time for him, too. Man of the Tree's gone from kind of funny to like, he's just pissing me off now. And I don't want to listen to him, Steve.
Who, the man in the tree?
Yeah.
No, he's going to be on all the talk shows. He's going to be the hero of the day. Everyone's going to want an exclusive. This guy's going to get, like, endorsements.
Yeah.
I don't know from what. Here's one more clip there. Again, plenty of time to kill when you're streaming for 24 hours or however many hours it is. Here's now the tables are turned. The photographer, the videographer, brings up something that Theron has no idea what the F the guy is talking about.
All right.
Here we go.
This live stream, I mean, wonder what is the world record for a live stream? Like, going on, like
Twitch
a continuous...
Pokemon was pretty high up there.
Pokemon?
Twitch plays Pokemon.
Someone was playing Pokemon on a live stream?
Yeah, so how it works...
It's that moment when Theron just realized he's a lot older.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Twitch, what?
How long did that go?
That went for days.
Days?
Days.
Aren't there issues, like medical things you need to do?
Well, how it worked is Twitch is an online streaming site.
Uh-huh.
Basically, one of the guys made a program where it would take inputs from anyone at random, and then the character would move on screen. So you had however many thousand...
Okay, you've lost me. I've completely...
Yeah, I mean, that guy got halfway through the explanation, and he was like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you didn't laugh at my Stephen Wright joke. I don't even care about your Twitch story.
Yeah.
You lost me. I'm out.
Right? How does that work? Hey, you know, that sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. This isn't nearly as cool as what we're doing. We got a man in the tree, and he's pooping.
And a man in the tree.
It's a man in the tree.
Right? Well, I mean, somebody's got to be making that song right now.
Something. Someone's doing a parody song, yeah. I'm sure. Somewhere. Where's Bob Rivers when we need him?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he'd be nailing it. Speaking of television stuff, Ted and I don't know if you guys had an opportunity yet, but we were on New Day Northwest yesterday.
Correct.
On Tuesday. So if you just go to King 5's website or follow us on Twitter at the Megacast, we put a link up. Great experience.
Awesome.
Got to give a shout out to the security guy. We're trying to figure out how to get into the building. All of a sudden, we hear a guy yell, Ted! And then we go over, and he's like, here, you come in through this way. And I'm like, oh, that was cool. And he goes, Mega Family. I'm like, oh, F yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to remember where I knew that guy from. I think we watched a Sounders game together once, like, on the field. Like, we both had these passes somehow for, like, the last 10 minutes.
Oh, I remember those pictures that you took when you were on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's who it is.
Well, that was cool of him. Thanks to Sue Ring, who's the producer over there and director and does a whole bunch of stuff. And she gave us a great tour of the new King 5 facilities that are right across the street from Safeco Field.
Right across from Safeco Field.
I mean, to the point where, like we were saying, it's only going to take one big event before we start seeing naked people behind them while they're broadcasting live.
I'm telling you, Mariners opening night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
There's
going to either be a flash or a moon.
Something's going to happen.
Hopefully. Or not. Do not do it.
Right.
We just think it might happen.
Don't say the Megacast asked you to do this, because we're not. We're just saying it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Now watch. We're never going to be allowed back on New Day Northwest.
No.
Like, damn it.
Right?
We didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Please don't. Seriously. We're not doing like one of those wink, wink, nudge, nudge, don't do it, but really do. Like, don't do it and don't really do it.
And for the record, Steve brought it up.
Damn it. You're right, I did. I can edit it out. Or I could say, Ted had an idea, and then...
but yeah,
you can watch it there. I did want to play one real quick clip because I just thought it was awesome. We're like Pavlov's dogs. At the end of the clip, she's saying goodbye to us. And when she said the Megacast, Ted and I just busted into our Megacast voice. So here, check this out from New Day Northwest.
Thank you guys very much. Yeah. We appreciate it. Catch Steve on the BJ and Migs morning show weekdays from 6 to 10 on KISW and the Ted Smith and the Men's Room weekday afternoons from 2 to 6. The two also team up for a podcast called the Megacast. And then, of course, you can see Susie here because she has to stay.
I did not realize we had done that.
To also team up for a podcast called the Megacast. And then, of course, you can see Susie here because she has to stay.
I forgot we did that until I watched it back. And I'm like, oh, my God, we actually did do that.
All right, look, I got to run. But one other quick thing. Did you notice the awkward moment when we were talking about the clothes?
No.
So the segment before us was about adding color guys to your clothes.
The whole segment was about that, right?
Right. So it was kind of funny.
Like, wear a yellow jacket.
Right. Steve and I were literally wearing kind of gray and black, exactly what the fashion lady was kind of hating on.
Right. She's like, guys always wear dark colors, like gray and black. And that's kind of what we're wearing.
Now, I know it's just timing, but I'm talking about the male model and like he's not plus size.
Yeah.
It's something, and I just offhandly, I go, yeah, Steve and I need a little more color. And everybody in the room kind of laughs because they had just seen that segment. And for that reason, I don't know why, but the camera pans to a black man.
No, it doesn't.
Somebody pointed it out to me.
No, it doesn't.
I swear to God.
No, it doesn't.
I said, we need more color. Everybody laughs. Then you go 1-1,000, 2-1,000. Random black dude in the audience.
No.
Yeah.
I know you gotta go, so I don't know. I know that wasn't intentional, but that's
no, not. I know it wasn't either. That's like somebody just tweeted at me and was like, dude, like I think it was completely accidental, but I was dying when they did that.
I'm sweating. I'm laughing so hard about that. All right, let's get out of here. Hopefully I can get 10 more. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. I'm sure if we're not too inebriated, we'll send out a lot of tweets from our experience in Spokane.
Expect a lot on Friday.
Yeah.
A few on Saturday.
Yeah, I bet Saturday we'll probably forget that we even own cell phones.
Yeah.
All right, so, Ted, as always, this has been a lot of fun. Huge thanks to Charlotte from the WWE for kicking it with us.
Yeah.
A little nod to Tribe Called Quest right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The
Burning Man tickets are going on sale, man.
Oh, we got to go. We got to go. Okay, 10 push-ups. All right. Here we go. Thank you, Mega Family. Follow us at The Megacast. Email us, themegacast@yahoo.com. Let's get 10 for Ted so he can get his Burning Man ticket. I didn't realize that's why you needed to go.
Yeah, that's why I got to be done.
Gosh. You are the man in the tree. Are you getting him tickets, too?
Hell no, man. Man of the tree? No.
He probably gets to go for free now.
He's wasted enough of my money in the city's money, Steve.
I bet he's a burner.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Ted. It's hard to go down. That's not right. Here we go. 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Good luck, Ted. I hope you get the tickets.
Did you start at 10?
Yes.
And you said, but it hurts to go down.
It did. It hurt my back to go down.
Have fun with that one, Mega Family.
All right. Good luck getting your tickets, man.
Thanks, man. It's going to be tough.
Is it?
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Good luck to you, then.
See ya.
To also team up for a podcast called The Megacast. And then, of course, you can see Susie here because she has to stay.